two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. You know, romantic getaways are a perfect time of the year to sort of plan that trip to get away with your special person. And I was so happy to hear Sharon Collins, host of Georgia Outdoors, add Sapelo to that list because, of course, Doc Bill and I, we're always talking about Sapelo and how it's our favorite place. And, you know, we love to go there. But, you know, I have another fan that's also a friend of mine and someone I work with here at WDUN who had a great time at Sapelo, too. And I love hearing his stories about his time there. But Bill Main is who's joining me. So, Bill, welcome to my show. I'm always on yours. So, welcome to mine.
It's nice to be here.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Sapelo, I can call you now.
You sure can. And I'll tell you, we went to Sapelo back in the summer, and we are beach people. By and large, and have been to a lot of different places, and we like a lot of different places, but we really fell in love with Sapelo because it is the beach. I mean, there's nothing else there, so you can really connect and see what it looks like, what those islands look like without all the commercialism. When you go to other beaches, you know, the hot dog stands and the grills and the
tiki bars along the way.
And all the people out there, you know, flying on the parasails and all that sort of stuff. None of that. It's just the beach, and it's just wide open, and it's beautiful. It's just beautiful.
It really is. And, you know, one of the things I love about the beach, too, when you talk about romance, if you are wanting to have maybe like a little picnic or something on the beach with your special person, there's no one else there. Or if you go to the beach and someone's there, just walk down a little bit, and you have the beach to yourself again.
You certainly do. And that's the neat thing. If you're talking about a romantic getaway, which with a romantic getaway, it's an opportunity to focus on your relationship, the two of you, just and block everything else out. Well,
that's
there's nothing
right
there to really interfere, which is great. When we were there, the days we were on the beach, there were probably six other people there total on the beach when we were there. And we were in our spot, and they were way down in their spot. And you could just walk for a long way and just enjoy being out there together. But I'll tell you, Sapelo is much more than just the beach. Beautiful trails. We walked some of the nature trails there.
Yeah,
love that. Learned a lot about the island, but also a lot about nature. So you can really get an education there. And I really enjoyed seeing some of the older buildings and getting the history of the people that have populated Sapelo and learning more about the folks that live there day in and day out and what their lives are like. You never think about what it's like to live on an island like that.
Exactly, because you're right. I mean, their day-to-day life is a bit different from ours because to go to the grocery store, for example, they have to take the ferry over, well, drive their car down to the ferry dock, take the ferry over, get in their car on the mainland, and then go to the store, grab the groceries, and come back.
Yep.
And on the ferry, I'm sure you probably saw bags of groceries, boxes of things, you know, boxes that have been shipped. And, you know, I've seen everything from, like, pheasants on the back of that boat to plants that are coming over to chickens to a little bit of everything because that's their transportation to get back and forth.
We saw groceries. I saw electronics. We saw a big screen TV that somebody got, and we saw a DVD player that went with that. And then we saw some equipment that folks were using, you know, to farm with. So it was interesting. It's just a big collection, and they all show up. And I will say this for folks when you're planning to go. And you go down to the ferry, don't be intimidated if you don't know the drill, because the people who normally take the ferry, they know exactly where to go, where to stand, all that sort of stuff.
Right.
And we got there, and the gentleman that met us there when they pulled the ferry in, and he looked at me, and he could tell. He says, "You have no idea what's going on." I said, "No, I don't." I said, "Just point me." He said, "Where are you going?" I said, "Sapelo Island Birdhouses." He goes, "You need to go there, do this, bring your stuff." He says, "Just leave your stuff here. We'll load it up for you."
Oh, that's awesome.
So they put it all on the ferry for us, put it in the big pile with everybody else's, and then when we got there, we sorted it out and caught the van and went on to the house. It was great.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point because I really do think a lot of the beautiful flavor about Sapelo is the people. And the people
are definitely,
you know, very warm. They're very inviting. You know, they have a long history on that island, so they know the history. They can tell you exactly where things happened, say, 100 years ago, because it's been passed down in their family history and legacy. So it's just fascinating to learn about the Geechee culture there, some of the traditions that were brought over from West Africa. They still do those things.
Well, let me just, for folks who have never been, you probably have never seen scenery like this. It's very quiet, serene, it's beautiful. The birdhouse that we stayed in right there on the marsh was fabulous. And the view, we spent most of our time, there's a screen-in porch that runs the whole length of the back of the house. And we spent most all of our time, except when we were sleeping, on that porch, and we would have slept out there, but that little sofa that you have only fits one person, and we just both couldn't get on it. So
I have tried to cram Doc Bill and myself.
You
on
need
there,
to get so. If you'll get a larger sofa, but we were there in July, and that mm-hmm. should give you an idea. The breezes are such that it stays comfortable, mm-hmm. and especially at night, and when the marsh fills up and the moon comes out, it's just gorgeous.
That is the best time to go is during the full moon. Because the moon just, you know, sits right over the cottage, it mm-hmm. feels like. And the water is glistening with the beautiful moonlight on it. It's just fantastic. And that marsh fills up almost like a lake.
It's amazing how much water comes in and how quickly it'll come in and how quickly it'll go out. But also, if you're planning a trip to Sapelo, and I hope that you are, something that you need to do, if you're like my wife and I, we like to cook. Mm-hmm. And the birdhouse is very well appointed. The kitchen had everything that we needed in it as far as cooking utensils and what have you. But we stopped and got some seafood to cook and supplies on the mainland mm-hmm. before we got over there. And we cooked our meals. But you don't have to do that. You've got some folks there that will provide you with food. You just tell them in advance. And, man, we talked to the folks next door to us who had that.
Yes,
and they were just raving about it because we rode back to the ferry with them. And mm-hmm. they were just all aglow about, oh, man, this is great. We want to come back. And
yeah.
they were from Maryland, I think.
Okay, yeah. mm-hmm. okay. Yeah. Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, there are some ladies there that can really cook. Well, I always say everyone on Sapelo Island can cook. The men, the ladies, the kids, everyone mm-hmm. can cook on Sapelo. And you're right. The ladies are quite happy to prepare a meal for you and bring it to the cottage so that you can try the local cuisine because everyone's really curious about that.
Well, I will tell you this. It was so inspiring. And it was so inspiring that I think I sent you the pictures of what my wife cooked with the crab cakes.
I was very hungry for some, too. You didn't save me any. But...
Well, no, I'm sorry. I'm not one to take pictures of my food, but it was just such an inspiring thing. You felt so close to everything. Everything mm-hmm. was clear. There was no clutter. There was no electronics to get in the way. There was none of that.
Mm-hmm.
I need more of that nothing in my life, and Sapelo is a great place to find it.
Well, I really appreciate your coming on the show and sharing your experience because, of course, I totally agree. I mean, Sapelo is the place where I go to really disconnect mm-hmm, from everything mm-hmm. and connect with the person that you're there with because I like to look at it as all of the urban amenities in a natural setting. So if you want the Wi-Fi and if you want the big screen TV and the flat screen TV, all of that is there. But you can also go out on the porch, like you mentioned.
And that's where we went. I don't think we turned the television on once. And I'll tell you this, if you're like I am and you like to learn about history and things like that, there's a lot of that to learn there.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, with the University of Georgia and the station that they have down there, the Research Center, you can learn a lot from those folks. If you just talk to them, they're glad to tell you what they're doing. It's really interesting.
Oh, and it's a fantastic place to go as well and just check out all the work that they're doing there. They're doing some fantastic mm-hmm. research on Sapelo.
It's amazing.
Because the waters are so pristine around there. So during the week, you can actually go and see the research facility. So
it's
awesome.
Very nice. And I want to thank you for a great stay there. And it's one of many to come. We're looking forward to being back.
Well, come on back. You know you have an open invitation.
We'll bring the crab, okay? You bring Doc Bill, my wife will do the crab cakes.
Okay, that right? sounds perfect. Yeah. That sounds like a deal. We'll shake on that one.
That's the good one.
Well, you know, this is great, you know, to have Bill talking about his stay here, say, on Sapelo. And you guys can have a very similar stay as well. If you want more information, check out the website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com or give us a call at 912-223-6515. And you can have your romantic getaway or anytime during the year. You can also bring the whole family and, mm-hmm. you know, still kind of make it romantic as well, even with the family there. But come on down. We'd love to have you. And remember again to check out the show on Georgia Public Broadcasting on February 11th at 8 p.m. You'll see the Sapelo Island birdhouses being featured in Sapelo, all the beautiful things that you can do there, and some other great destinations in Georgia as well. Georgia's definitely romantic, so check out Georgia for Valentine's Day or anytime during the year for that romantic getaway. And we certainly want you to check out Sapelo Island birdhouses on their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. Or give us a call at 912-223-6515. Plus, I have lots of pictures on my Facebook page at Travel Bags with Anita. We'll be back in a few minutes on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.
Betty's gone down to the Sapelo. Mama's old on the Sapelo. So row him easy, row him slow. Row him on cross to Sapelo. His mama's old on Sapelo.